Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You love the Gin Blossoms. By the way, they were the most 90s band of all time. By the way, I'm not kidding. Yeah, that was from March Madness, but they were voted the most 90s band
of all time. They epitomized it, huh?
Yes, they were the epitome of the 90s. There was a lot of that going on over the weekend, best of and reviews and all of those great things. Let's say good evening to my first guest. Let's get right to it. It is the Sports Princess, Kate Delaney. Thank you very much, Kate, for joining us this evening on KGO.
Of course. Psyched to be with you.
Love it. All right, let's start with the biggest scandal nationally. Then we'll break it down to what's happening here in the Bay Area with Tom Mazzulla and the 49ers, and there's Holmgren circling around in circles just waiting to land. So the Peyton Manning scandal on Al Jazeera last night.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, Peyton Manning, you got to figure, he's on his last legs already at Denver with Brock Osweiler, who's just there, young, hungry, and playing so well for the Broncos. Then this breaks, not a good couple of really weeks for him, probably a month. And here's the thing, I say the jury's still out because there's so much that seems a little murky about Al Jazeera and some of the reporting with this. However, it's already implanted, since we live in the 140-character world, that Peyton Manning might be tainted. So you can tell us whatever you want to tell us, but in the end, there's sort of an asterisk flying around about this whole thing.
Well, and then this reporter who did the complete piece was on MSNBC this morning saying she stands by her sources that the wife allegedly was receiving shipments of human growth hormone. So that he had allegedly been receiving it while recovering from neck surgery from 4 years ago, and that it was coming in her name, again, allegedly.
Right, absolutely. And I saw that interview, and it's interesting. And one of my colleagues at NBC did an interview as well with someone with Al Jazeera and said a similar thing, that they really vet, you know, anything that has to do with a little hint of controversy. And of course this story was heavily vetted, and you know, they checked everything and checked all the facts and had it down to the wife getting the shipments. And you said it 4 years ago. So 4 years ago too, in the NFL, it wouldn't have been any kind of a banned substance or anything they really were worried about at that point, because it wasn't until 2014 that it actually became a testing marker.
HGH.
Oh, okay.
And isn't it crazy today that, of all people, and we started this year, I mean, it's almost, now it's like a bookend thing. We started with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, forever compared to Peyton Manning, the two top NFL quarterbacks of our era, measured side by side with wins and accolades. He came out today and said, there's no way this is true about Peyton Manning. It's all garbage. You know, yakety, yakety, yick. But nonetheless, where does this leave Roger Goodell? I mean, he spent millions of dollars, hours of time. I mean, in all good conscience, could you try Brady with the ball tampering and then shrug off another marquee quarterback such as Peyton Manning?
No, I think they don't want anything to happen to Peyton Manning because they don't want another soldier to fall. Mm-hmm. When I think of Tom Brady, I love the fact that you brought him up, because when I think of Brady and when I think of Peyton Manning, I think of milk mustaches and two guys who are goody two-shoes, and they don't really want either one of them to really go down, because you know that Goodell did not want that to happen with Brady, and he was tried in the court of public opinion, and he had to do something. I don't think he really wanted to have that go forward, and I think it's the same thing with Peyton Manning. They don't really want this to go forward, and they're keeping it pretty hush-hush. They have, I tried today, they have no comments. other than that they're going to investigate it.
And by the way, the HGH, is there anything to it anyway? I mean, that's one of the things we were talking about.
That's what's so boring about all of this.
Is it really that big of a deal?
I love that, Heather. That's what's so boring about all of this.
Right. Yeah, she's right.
So boring. Yeah. So
unless you're a purist, I guess.
Exactly. Think of how old Peyton Manning is. Think of putting back the pieces together. And I think this is a little bit different than baseball. When we're talking about being juiced for baseball and how many more statistics you're getting, how many more home runs, how many runs batted in because of juicing versus him with his neck problem, I say, who cares?
Yeah, he's
39 and it was
years
pill
old.
Form, right? Right? I mean, your body just doesn't absorb it. And what if it did? It's like if you caught him injecting heroin, okay, now you got a story, you know, or with a hooker or whatever.
Right, absolutely. Hey, you catch him prone with something strange going on, you got a story. You're right. Because he's got those twins and he's got the perfect marriage, the whole thing. But I agree. I think the whole HGH thing, in this case with Peyton Manning, it's a non-starter. But because of what I mentioned before, the 140-character world, we're all under a crazy social media microscope, it becomes that much more magnified.
I want to talk about the top stories, of course, the top 10 or whatever you can point to, but the top sports stories of 2015. And, of course, the Bay Area and around the world are Golden State Warriors. We're going to put at the top of the list. I don't know where you're ranking them as the sports princess, Kate Delaney.
Oh, I'm all over, Steph. I love the Golden State Warriors story. I love the commence to end. The NBC, I was accused of being basically a ringer for the Warriors because I talked about him so much. I talked about the team in general. I talked about, Kerr taking over. I had him on the show. Absolutely. I think it is the story.
Why do they not get the love that they deserve nationally? I mean, the East Coast just isn't. I guess maybe now they're having it, but it just seemed for the longest time they weren't having it.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't understand why not. And maybe it's the LeBron factor.
That's what
I don't know why.
Yes.
It could be because, you know, again, he, King James, goes back to Cleveland. That's the sexy story.
Right.
Can the team is wounded? Can he pick them up and lead the charge? But I think finally you're seeing that now the Warriors are getting more attention, especially because, look, if it weren't for the Bucks, if you think about the Bucks, ending the streak they had.
24 games.
I still think that the Warriors are going to surpass that Bulls mid-90s record, and you're going to see a team that could have 75 wins.
It's unbelievable, and who cares about the Bucks? I mean, actually, and I think that a lot of the players, a couple of them said it publicly, but I think that a lot of them private were really like, oh, get this monkey off our back. It was, you know, the postseason, the championship, all good, but it was so long. And now, you know, having that on their back to keep winning and winning and winning, now it's just, let's chill and win again. Let's bring home another title.
Yeah,
a championship.
I think they'll bring home another title. I think they will. I mean, I wouldn't bet against the Warriors. I don't know what the odds are in Vegas these days, but I wouldn't bet against them.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about the 49ers. That's a hot mess, and I'm sure you have a spin on it.
Well, and the Super Bowl, because
Let's
look at the bright side. At least we're hosting a fun game in that
That's
stadium
right.
where someone will win.
The stadium that everybody hates.
Yeah.
I don't think the rest of the world knows that.
Shh, don't tell them.
Yeah, don't tell.
I think
they're
all coming, and they're really excited, and they're going to spend lots of money here.
Don't ask and don't tell. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we started with Deflategate. Will we end it with HGH scandal and the big challenge for Peyton Manning? I don't know, but I did find their fantasy football clip, the rap.
There's a fantasy channel that you
it's like a fantasy.
It's Peyton and Eli.
Fantasy.
How fun
like
is this?
Catching a football that came from me.
Then opening it up, but there's not Joe Cheese.
Fantasy,
oh, God.
Fantasy football fantasy.
Now this is why they should be in big trouble. Both the Manning brothers. All right, okay, let's bring it down enough. And make it stop. Okay. And that was, well, that is a channel all about fantasy football. If you're so into it, you know about it on DirecTV. And I have my guest this hour, who is the sports princess, Kate Delaney. So, Kate, let me ask you. It is a thing of 2015. You know, not only what Deflategate was and what Peyton Manning and the HGH scandal, if that proves to be one or not, I guess we will find out within the next several days. But what about fantasy football in itself? And that being, well, is that a game of skill or is that illegal gambling?
Well, if you ask the woman who has three fantasy teams, then I'm going to tell you straight up, it is a game of skill. Draxton is a game of skill. Darn it, that's why I'm doing so well. I think there is some skill involved in it, absolutely. I think it's just pure fun. I mean, some of us are just geeks for football, and why not? 57 million-plus people are playing. I say, Uncle Sam, if you want your piece, fine, but leave us alone.
Okay, so whether it's FanDuel or DraftKings, all the states should back off, even though, do you think part of the problem is because they're not getting a piece of the pie? Probably.
That's it, exactly. Tax it, why not?
Okay, let's talk about some Bay Area things here. The 49ers. When we look back at the year, it was quite messy.
Are you just shaking your head there and we can't hear it?
I'm just thinking the ghost of the future. I don't know, Carmen Policy, where are you? To me, I think the big story is DG and bye-bye Colin Kaepernick, the mess in the front office, mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh, of course, not being there, leaving was the biggest mistake ever.
Right.
I don't understand.
I mean, have you ever seen a football franchise just tumble so quickly, so hard, so fast in so many ways?
No, and I think the reason is, again, ego, power, not listening to Harbaugh bashing heads. I still, if I were a huge 49er fan and I were there in the Bay Area, lived in the peninsula, root for the 49ers, had season tickets, I would have thrown them away. I mean, it's ridiculous to have let Harbaugh go away, basically resign, but chase him off when he was doing so well with the team. I definitely would have kept him there. I would have done whatever I could to keep him, instead of letting my ego get in the way. And that's the problem. That front office is the worst.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people agree with
it's
you.
The strangest
and you know what?
Thing.
A lot of people did throw away their tickets, apparently.
Yes.
It's just been sad.
Yes, those tickets that were $50,000 a pair or whatever,
all of a sudden.
And then, you know, the whole stadium, Levi Stadium itself, turns out people don't like to go there.
All those skyboxes owned by tech companies. It's like, hey, want to go to the game? No. Hey, want to go to the game? No.
And it's so strange because this is my first year back in the Bay after being gone for 30 years and doing radio around the country. And forever, no matter what city I was in, there were always San Francisco 49er fans. So it was a thrill to move back. I thought, I'm going to get the hat. I'm going to get the hoodie. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Luxury box.
No, not that. But nary a peep. About the 49ers. I mean, in private conversation, nary a peep.
You know, it's so sad, too. It's funny you say that, coming back and how exciting. Think about this. Super Bowl 50 in the Bay Area.
I know.
If Jim Harbaugh were the coach this year, where would the 49ers be? Even with problems, even with players hurt, even with players that are bad boys and being suspended, I still say the 49ers would have been competitive.
And by the way, so are we going to end up with Patriots versus Panthers? Is that what you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's you nailed it. The Panthers finally had their first loss the other day, but I think that's exactly what that Super Bowl is going to be. That's the two teams.
Okay.
And since we're talking about Bay Area things that are a little bit messy. What about our Oakland Raiders, who Marcel Reese, I don't know. Now just before we went on the air, he's one of their prominent players, and apparently he took something by accident and didn't test well or something, allegedly, something crazy. But are Raiders leaving town and going to Los Angeles?
And it wasn't a Flintstones chewable.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how awful is that? Because you think about Raider fans have suffered through some lean times and some exciting times in the past, and thinking of the Raiders playing in Los Angeles, maybe sharing a facility with the San Diego Chargers. I mean, what does that do? what does it do for Californians in general? What are we, melding teams? I don't get it.
No, it just has suck written all over it. And thank God they weren't over, you know, during the holiday, especially against those guys. But I mean, the whole thing just reeks. And the thing about, and you've got to love about the Raiders fans, they're so hardcore. They're so hardcore. I love them. And you got to give them so much respect. But it just seems like Oakland's not getting that respect.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're right. They're so hardcore. Because I got to ask both of you, I mean, Drex, Heather, really, would you dress up like a naughty Viking in that dark leather and the huge mask that they wear and all the makeup they put on their face?
I might.
I mean, God bless them. I could do it.
You actually just made that sound slightly appealing.
Yes, I mean, yeah, you don't know. That's leather Heather over there, and I this is what it is. All right, so let's talk about, you know, since we're talking about football, let's talk about some other things that went down sports-wise in 2015. Top of mind for you?
Top of mind for me is horse racing could have been saved by a horse called American Pharoah that won the Triple Crown against all odds, was bought for $250,000. Again, an amazing horse that finished for the Breeders' Cup Classic, 6.5 lengths ahead of the pack, and I think more people are now interested, again, at least for the time being, in horse racing because it took 37 years for a horse to do that.
Well, and I loved it because I love the Kentucky Derby and all things about the Run for the Roses. So it was a big deal to me that for the first time since Secretariat, we had a Triple Crown winner. And then went on to win again a couple times after the Triple Crown, which is just phenomenal. So, but, you know, so many people played it down and they weren't having it because they would say things like, you know, this whole horse racing thing is very elitist and it's, you know, it's a sport of the rich. It's a sport of the kings and it's not for the common man or woman.
Yeah, and I disagree. I mean, have you the best seat in the house, if you're not in the clubhouse with the people who have the big bucks and the white tablecloths and all that, be with the railbirds. They really know their horses. Go in the paddock. I don't agree with that. I think it is an everyman sport. I know it's the, you know, they say the sport of kings, but I don't believe that there's rarefied air so much so that you can't burst that bubble and be along the rail and root for the horses.
Well, you are so right. Kate Delaney is my guest. She is the sports princess, and we're having a conversation right now about American Pharoah, who for the first time in 37 years became the Triple Crown winner. Now, if you go back a year before this, there was California Chrome. And the owner was bitching and moaning that at the stakes, Belmont Stakes, and at the Preakness, they were putting in fresh horses. So, you know, if you know that kind of simple backstory, you know how gosh darn hard it is to win a Triple Crown. Remember that whole story with California Chrome? It's not fair. We have to change the rules. No, you don't. It can still work.
I agree with you. I agree with you. You don't have to change the rules, and that makes it that much more special. It's easy to whine, and there was a lot of publicity in the same thing. A lot of people were excited about California Chrome. I was. But
So was I.
That's sour grapes to me. I mean, absolutely.
Well, I think it's one of those things where you get to change your mind because when the owner of California Chrome was, spouting all of this on the radio and on television, I thought to myself, well, maybe he's got a point. And then he went away, and then American Pharoah stepped up and won. And then you get to change your mind, and I said to myself, no, this is the way it's done. Just keep it the way it is.
Drex, I have a great idea. You should run for office because if you have that quality, then you would probably get elected.
I like to change my mind on things. Yeah, you know, you don't have to be hardcore or rock solid on anything. All right, I'm enjoying our conversation so much. When we come back, Kate Delaney, I want to ask you about some other things that went down in the world. I want to ask her about Serena Williams and maybe the biggest letdown of the year. That was so heartbreaking. And let me see here. Well, we talked about the Warriors, and we know how big they are. We'll continue the conversation, the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2015 when it comes to sports. But first, once again, let's take a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham in the KGO.
Voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Kate Delaney is my guest. She is the sports principal, sports principal, and the sports princess. I think you're both. Thank you very much for coining me. I love it. Hey, by the way, we would be remiss and would be sad if I didn't mention, love this guy, Meadowlark Lemon, you know, with the Harlem Globetrotters for 27 years or something like that, passed away at 83. I think last
night. Drex, did you ever see the Harlem Globetrotters?
I did. Yes, I saw them once in San Antonio. Unbelievable.
Yep, unbelievable. The things that they could do with basketballs, unbelievable. I tried them, got hurt. That was enough for me.
It's almost like Steph Curry.
Well, and you know what? And it goes back to back in the day when African-Americans were not playing basketball so much. I mean, those guys really helped, you know, kind of break that ceiling.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, toured all over the place, sell-out crowds, everybody knew their names, Meadowlark Lemon, one of the faves for sure during his time.
Loved
I mean,
him.
You know, did they ever beat the Generals? did they ever not beat the Generals is really the way to put it. I mean, it was crazy when you saw them play. Just amazing, amazing athletes.
I know you've been in radio for a long time like I have, and so every interview that you would ever have with anybody who was with the Globetrotters, you would ask that, and you know, it was always, well, you never know. There's always a chance. Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask about some things sports-wise for 2015 as we look back, and we were talking about what an incredible feat, and it should stand for what it is, you know, the Triple Crown, the winner, American Pharoah. Horse racing, a big thing. But then, you know, Sports Illustrating is putting out its Sports Person of the Year. Serena Williams is up there. And, of course, she's had a remarkable career. But some people think that American Pharoah should have been put on the cover. And, of course, I know it's a horse. But just asking, since you're the sports princess.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I kind of stepped into it, so to speak, a week or so ago. I was talking about this and did a bunch of TV on it. Because I thought Serena Williams really should be on the cover, and I love horse racing, and I love American Pharoah. But I thought the fact that she almost had the natural Grand Slam was incredible. She loses to who? Roberta Vinci at the U.S. Open.
Who was ranked 43rd, right. And so
yeah,
people saying, well, she's not the winner.
Yeah, just right there on the doorstep, loses a handful of matches, what, three matches the whole year. And I think that she just has never given her due. And there's she gets a lot of character assassinations by a lot of people who have never interviewed her, never met her, and never have seen what she goes through. And I have to defend her a bit. She's an American icon. I mean, we should be proud of Serena Williams and what she's accomplished, I think.
Good. Then they made the right decision. So they should have a Horse of the Year issue. I think that works. No, I'm with you with Serena because, you know, my significant other just, she just lives and dies by tennis. So absolutely, we were watching it and there was just this sense of heartbreak and she so deserved it. I mean, it almost made you misty, or maybe it did. And justifiably so.
Yeah, I think so too. And if your significant other likes tennis, I'm with her. I love tennis. I've been to, I think now 15 U.S. Opens, and I've covered them. And Serena Williams is always terrific. And Roger Federer, one time I heard him say at a press conference, one of the people he admired most when he was asked about that was Serena Williams. And she really is an incredible player and trooper for some of what she's had to put up with, I think.
And what about Carly? I mean, the U.S. women win world's first World Cup since 1999. That was huge.
Oh, I think it was enormous. Are you kidding? And the fact that she got the hat trick, so to speak, was amazing. It was the ticker tape parade in New York. The fact that, as you said, we haven't seen Drex this happen in how long? You have to think of
since
Mia Hamm. Yeah, remember think of how excited we were then. And I think that was a huge feat by the women, absolutely.
Well, so predictions for 2016?
Well, my best prediction for all of the millions of people listening to the Drex radio show is I think the Warriors will be back-to-back champs, and that will be something to be proud of.
We'll take that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, think of the whole this whole thing about building a new home for the Warriors, the controversy over that. As you mentioned earlier, not enough national love for the Warriors.
Right.
Put that to bed. I think they'll be champs again.
Well, that
Sweet.
Will be good. Yeah. You know, and we'll see. I mean, it seems like such an easy and obvious pick to go to. But do you have any guesses as to what the 49ers will do? I mean, do you think they can flush the toilet and start over?
I think they're going to have to flush the toilet and start over.
I know. You know, it was so telling today at the press conference.
And does that mean a new coach by any chance?
Yeah, I think you have a really big facelift there. That's the only thing you can do. I mean, I think it's funny. You think of dynasties and you think of the 49ers and you think of the Dallas Cowboys. And I think the Cowboys could use a facelift too.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Now, the other big question, of course, is will you be out here for the Super Bowl?
We're hoping. We think that NBC is going to send me out there, so I'd love
to
see you guys
by.
Come out.
Yes, please stop
exactly.
by the studio.
We'll put you up here in the studio.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. All right, well, have a happy new year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2016.
All right, you guys too. Thanks for having me on.
Kate Delaney, she is the sports princess, and this is the Direct Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.